Hello, beautiful, and welcome to Finding Fertility. I'm your host, Monica Cox from FindingFertility.co, and I created this podcast to help get you to start thinking outside of the box and realize that your infertility might have nothing to do with your lady bits. Rooted in functional medicine and personal experience, Finding Fertility is all about looking at the whole body and finding the root cause of your infertility. Finding Fertility does not diagnose, prescribe, or treat any issues of infertility. But what we do is take a holistic approach and improve your diet and your lifestyle to get you steps closer to creating your dream family. Just by being here with me, listening to this podcast, you're already going down the right path to making your dreams come true. Let's do this together. Happy Friday, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Finding Fertility. My name is Monica Cox. I'm your host. I am so honored that you are here becoming the conscious mama you were born to be. Today, we have the second half of the podcast discovery call with this amazing woman, just honestly and raw and sharing her story. I really, truly hope it's resonating with you. And in this half, we're kind of going to get to really the root cause of where she, well, we know the root cause. Let's just say that we know the root cause, but we are going to get into one of the hardest things that most people have to do in their journey, which is the hardest for someone who is type A and an achiever and a doer, and that is surrender. So without further ado, let's get to today's episode. Have you ever felt like what you believe is up there is kind of screaming down at you like, I'm giving you this in your heart. I'm giving you that you want three children. I'm giving you that you can do it naturally. But you have to put in the physical work because you are a physical representation of me here on earth. And I cannot bypass your adrenal system. I cannot bypass your high inflammation, which is causing or contributing to low egg quality. You have to do that. But listen, I've given you the strength and I've given you the knowledge. Are you willing to walk that path?
Oh, yeah. I feel it all the time that that is the case. But I get frustrated. Like, I'm not, you know, the pinnacle of discipline. I fail all the time.
We right? all do. But we all do. And the mastery in that is to unpack why. Why, what subconscious beliefs, what patterning do we have that is all man-made, all society-induced? Because, right, we're all born of pure love and joy. And the way we get brought up and programmed, if you want to say that, then expresses into our adulthood. I always say you enter a trying to conceive journey the way you've moved through life. That's why I think there's so many type A overdoing high achieving women who have fertility issues because they spent decades succeeding and not realizing the impact it was having on their fertility and even just their general health, right?
Oh, for because sure. That's me to a T.
Yeah, it's not like we're a sick community in the sense like we're in the hospital, but if we're all radically honest with ourselves, we have some health issues that our doctors are just like, here's a pill for it, or don't worry, that's normal, or, you know, you have IBS, so does the rest of the world, just get over it, don't eat raw vegetables, you know, like that's what I was told, you know, and so we're able to do it, but we have to radically change the way we move through life to get it. Because if we push it, as you see, there can be some consequences on our children's future.
Mm-hmm.
And parenting a child with special needs or high health issues, I can't articulate to people how demanding that is.
It has been incredibly stressful. And like I said, I'm still pushing to have a third baby. And I mean it when I say it, my husband has been very much like, he doesn't want to go down this road again because he's afraid. because we have gone through a lot. Like my husband, or my son was hospitalized twice. He has an EpiPen. He has a puffer. Anytime he has a cough, we're freaking out because he could be hospitalized. And we're hoping that he will grow out of these things. However, it has done a lot. Like it has, again, the stress level is incomprehensible. Like that's why people look at me and just like, they cannot believe that I would want a third baby, because they're like, you have so much stress. Like, how are you, why would you want to do this again? And yeah. I'm just like,
but it's in your heart. And like, you can't, you know, I have a client right now who has three babies and is using a surrogate. And she wants a fourth, even though right. as much as she's been through and she's preparing her body to do eight, because she can still produce eggs. It's really just about the pregnancy that is, she's been advised not to get pregnant again. So what's in your heart is in your heart, and don't ever apologize for that.
Thanks.
Right? What my advice to you is that you need to surrender. If you know that you're going to have a third baby, it will come. The way it's going to come is by taking care of you, your relationship with your husband, and your two living children. Because if you have a third baby up there looking down at you, going, Mama's really stressed out right now. I'm not coming. I'm not coming until she calms down. Because what is that going to do to my family dynamics if I get another? You know, another one comes in and it just goes crazy because no one knows how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
The baby yeah. will come, but you have to surrender to the possibility of it happening without you controlling it, without you timing it, without you, you know, like saying it has to be now. You know, I like I'm getting this vision of like, you know, this child just being like, I'm on my own time. Like this is my time. I want to come when I'm ready. And when I'm ready means that you have to be ready. I know for a fact that my kids were up there going, nope, mama, we don't want those health issues you'll give to us if you push through IVF. You have to figure it out. You have to figure it out because we don't want to deal with that. We're here for a higher purpose. And when you have to deal as a child with health issues and not just be a child, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot for a little kid.
Yeah.
So what does it look like when I say to you surrender in the fact of you're not giving up, you're still going to move forward because you have to take care of your health. That's a full-time job.
Oh, totally. I totally agree. Right? And you know, I'm in a very good position in that I'm a stay-at-home mom. And like I had a very, very big career. I was on television and I worked in media for 12 years. And, you know, now I'm a stay-at-home mom and I'm lucky. But there's a lot of stress that comes with that.
Yeah.
However, it gives me that advantage of being able to look after my health and look after my son's health. However, I think that like, because I don't know if you agree with me, but like when you work in a really stressful environment for a really long time, it doesn't even matter if you stop working in that environment, you carry that stress with you. That's just like your personality now.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Like even me, like if I'm doing the laundry and I'm making dinner, I have to go grocery shopping and my kids are yelling, like the stress level to me feels the same as it would if I was working in a newsroom. Like it's the same.
Yeah.
So for me, I think when you say surrender, I think my brain kind of explodes because I don't know how to do that. Like yeah, surrender yeah. How? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, there's a few things. First, we have to retrain your nervous system, right? We have to calm down. You are, it seems like, in flight or fight just all the time. And that's why your adrenals are shot. So it is finding ways that you can, you know, just reprogram the nervous system. A lot of the time it comes from even earlier programming than just being in the newsroom. But, you know, okay, like for example, I didn't realize that I had a nervous system issue around taking my kids to school. And I'm a, you know, stay home mom who gets to have this career as well, but I do it around my children. And so I take my kids to school every day. They're not dropped off early anywhere. And just getting out of the house, I felt like every day that a war broke out. Come on, go, 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 you know, and I didn't realize that it was imprinted on my nervous system from my childhood. I was the kid who was at daycare at 6:30 in the morning because my parents had to be at work at 7. And I can only imagine how stressful that was for my parents to get your kids up at 6 a.m., get dressed, get fed, get everyone out the door. It probably was just total chaos all the time. And I didn't know that that was still in my nervous system until a similar situation was happening. And now I'm able to articulate, and I have, you know, like I've done, you know, breath work and emotional releasing around that, and that I'm safe, you know, it's okay. Okay. Right. If we are a minute late, it's not a big deal. You start setting yourself up for success. Like, okay, I have to get up 15 minutes early, start the breakfast before everyone gets up in that calm environment, get things going so they have enough time because they're slow eaters and I want them to be slow eaters. You know, I don't want them to shove their breakfast down their throat. So they have 35 minutes to eat, but that meant I had to get up, you know, so there's coping mechanisms in the physical world, but also there's things you have to do to really reprogram or nurture or heal the nervous system, right? So if you are getting, they're just triggers. So if you feel triggered because your kids are maybe being a little bit chaotic, not only do you need to say, hey, can we slow down? Can we set some boundaries around noise and all that? But also look at yourself and going, why does this trigger me so much? What in the past, how did I get myself here? And why am I still here? Because we're not in the same situation. This is, you know, there's a great book called The Body Keeps Score. And he talks a lot about war heroes, you know, and veterans that live in a situation for a few years. They get out of it and then they have all these triggers, right? Because we're not, we're not programmed to live that way. But also if we have to go through traumatic things like that, we're not taught how to release those and reprogram the nervous system and set boundaries in the physical world as well, you know? Mm-hmm. So yes, it's very much, and asking yourself too, when you said like, oh, you know, I'm not very disciplined with myself. Okay. Is that just being life and being kind of being a mom of two kids, or are we not showing up for ourselves? And if we're not showing up for ourselves in the way we want to, why? What is that programming that you don't feel worthy enough to make a healthy meal 5 nights out of 7? Why are you not getting to bed? Why do you feel like you need to sit in front of the TV and have this, like, you know, escape? Or if you're over, you know, on social media or drinking or whatever it is, like, what is behind that? You know, are we just enjoying watching a movie, or are we using it as a coping mechanism? We have the TV on and we're scrolling on our phone and we have our computer next to us, you know? So it's getting out of those patterns, recognizing those patterns. And that's where the radical responsibility comes in, because like you said before, you're the only one that can do it.
I feel like all the things that I have to do makes me feel stressed out. Mm-hmm. Like I am doing a lot. You know, I'm exercising a lot, like in a healthy way. I'm not overdoing it. I'm taking lots of supplements that are being monitored by someone. It's not just on my own.
Yeah.
I'm also changing up my eating, right? I have to remove all these oxalates. Mm-hmm. I have to cook in a different way. But like, there are things that like bring me great joy, like coffee. And I feel guilty if I have a coffee. And you have to understand, from my perspective, I've been living with this for like 7 years now. Like, you know, you understand. You know, it took you a really long time to have your two children, as it's taken me. And I feel like I've lived in this zone of pregnancy and miscarriage and why can't I get pregnant? And I have to do this special diet and I have to take all these pills. And it's just like, I get tired, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I get tired of it
yeah.
because I am starting to see now, because I am working with somebody who's really good and it's not just a doctor. I am starting to see little wins, which keeps me going.
Yeah.
Because those little wins, like if I couldn't see them and I didn't understand them, for example, like my period does seem to be getting a lot healthier. So it's minuscule changes, but, you know, imperceptible to just any other person. But for me, I'm like, oh, that's a victory.
Oh, massively. You have to celebrate those wins because that's what's going to keep you going.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
If you, this is what I write about in the 6 steps to boost your embryos. It's a PDF or the Amazon book. If you hang your hat on the success of pregnancy, you will feel like you're failing all the time.
And that is so true.
So you have saying. To take those small wins. And that's why I say focus on your normal and common health issues, because it will eventually trickle to your fertility. You kind of almost have to give up. Like I did another podcast discovery call and we talked about ovulation. She's been trying for 5 years and she's still testing every month for ovulation. I'm like, girl, do you know that you ovulate? Do you like you have a rhythm? Yes, I do. Then stop testing. It's not helping you, is it? No. It's all about getting on the right path. So it sounds like you have the right support with, you know what diet you need to be on. You know what supplementation you need to be on. You know what rest and recovery you need to be on. Now you get to live your life in the knowledge that that baby is coming because you are now doing the right things. Those past 7 years, or let's say like 6 years, they're a different life. You are not living that life anymore. My first 3 years of trying to conceive, I feel like I just can throw them out the window. I wasn't trying to conceive. I wasn't trying to do anything to better my situation because I didn't have the knowledge,
mm-hmm.
right? The moment I started getting knowledge, I started living a different path. And when you're able to take that surrender and just go, I'm in the waiting room now. I have everything that I need. I have my team. I can live my life. I can enjoy my kids that I are here right now in the knowledge that the third one is coming at the right time for our family. Your relationship will get better with your husband because you'll be like, all right, babe, I've decided that, you know, and I don't know if this was something you want to say. We're not doing IVF because I'm rooted in the confidence that I can get pregnant naturally. And I know I'm doing the right things to get us there. And so we're going to go on date nights. We're going to rekindle our marriage. We're going to have fun again because that's what your baby wants. Your baby wants you to do that for them because that's what's going to bring them.
Yeah, I do agree with you 100%. I feel like some days, though, I just cannot muster up the joy. Like I'm like, where is the joy? And I'm like, and then it's like, I feel like I'm like, okay, what am I grateful for? And like, I'm praying. And it's just, I think I need to inflict more joy into my being. Like,
absolutely.
I do feel like I have all of these things to be joyful of, but it's just like, I'm always like thinking in the future as opposed to like living in the present. It's obnoxious. Like it's just, again, it's this type A, right? Like it just permeates everything. And it's very frustrating.
So I think for you, it's right now it's mindset, right? And it's coming back to in Fertile Mind. And I think it's in the PDF as well. There's an activity about a timeline. And you timeline your life of all the events that could possibly been traumatic, whether you want to put a little T or big T on them, whatever it is. And you get real, real with yourself. Where did this type A-ness come from? Yes, I definitely think there's personalities that are a bit more doers and, you know, like, you know, this lifetime, they're here to achieve high things, whatever it is. But I also believe there is a line of doing that out of service to God, service to the universe, service of why you came here, right? And then getting your worth out of it, getting love from it, right? So you got to be radically honest with yourself and say, okay, because the way you're showing up in this journey is the way you were showing up in your life. It just got flipped in, and it added this like crazy extra layer of stress and trauma, right?
Yeah. And I hate it. I hate it. It doesn't feel good at all.
So I don't know if you're working with like a therapist or someone like me who can do like Psych-K or emotion freedom coaching, of really getting into the whys. Why am I so controlled over this? Why am I type A? Why am I not sitting in the reality that I have an amazing life right now and more is yet to come? Why can't I do that for myself? What kind of patterns, what kind of belief systems do I have that is making me be more? Because I, you know, you're still going to have to move through crap, right? There's still going to be hard times ahead of you. But instead of, let's say, sitting in those hard times or imagining those hard times or feel like you have more days than you should have about being low, how to reverse that. And when hard times come, you deal with them, you recognize them, you move through them, but with grace and not feeling like you have this heavy rock on your back anymore, releasing that. And just being able to let life flow and just like, okay, yep, that's happened. Has anyone told you to not try to conceive for a while?
My husband.
Okay. So yeah. What happens when we're improving our health? You can get pregnant. Fact, right? What happens when you're improving your health is, I don't know if you've heard me talk about the fertility line. So this is getting pregnant, right? It's not health and it's not perfection. So you're there. And as your health increases, you're going to get above that line where that's when we're in thrive mode and we have a healthy, amazing environment to grow a baby, right? Fertility issues were here. We're below this line. Like me, I was like, you know, put my arms up a little higher. Like I wasn't even getting pregnant, right? I wasn't having reoccurring miscarriages. So you're here, you're going to be hovering. As your health improves, you're going to move through this line. But I don't know. I can't tell you where the reoccurring miscarriages stop. Where you're going to be like, okay, up here. I have clients that I tell, I know it sounds weird, but just stop trying for a few months. Because I know your health is going to improve. I know that egg quality is just going to get a little bit better. I know you're going to be able to get pregnant. And if you're dealing with reoccurring miscarriages, it's highly likely you're going to get pregnant naturally, but you're just not going to be there yet to maintain that pregnancy. So to save yourself time and to save yourself from another traumatic miscarriage, just, you know, breathe for 3 to 6 months. And after that, you know, bring the love life back into it. And even when you're not trying to get, like, if you're like, okay, we're going to be, I'm going to monitor my ovulation and we're not going to have sex around that time, you know, to bring that joy and that love and that pressure off of you. Okay, I know that I'm not pregnant this month. And so I don't have to worry about the 2-week wait. I don't have to worry about the disappointment when I get my period. And when my clients take my advice and do that, because it's everyone's journey, you know, and I don't judge anyone if they don't, they're just like, it feels so relieving not to have to think about those things. I was like, yeah. And you know what's crazy? That's going to benefit your fertility.
Yeah, that's crazy to think that would.
Yeah, because of the stress.
I'm also worried now, though, that I can't get pregnant anymore. Like, I'm worried about this because I'm, like, older and I'm, like, because if I don't take Clomid, can I still get pregnant? Because I'm scared to take Clomid, right? Because I don't want to have another miscarriage. Because it seems like every time I take it, yeah, sure, I get pregnant, but it's not a healthy pregnancy and it ends in disaster. Yeah. So that's why I'm, like, I don't want to take it. And now I'm, like, can I even, without it, can I get pregnant? I don't know.
Yeah. So. That's the surrender part, though. And that's where you need to get to. That's where I think you need the most support right now. is to get to that surrender part, to be like, okay, I'm 43. Like, you're 43, you're cycling, like, your age does not bother me at all. And especially because you're going to be taking care of your cellular health. I just know you're going. Yeah, that's not the issue.
Okay.
It's surrendering and just being, okay, what if I do have a baby at 45? How does that feel? What does that look like? Is that scary to you? Is that too long? Like, you know, start being like, yeah, 45 is easy. I can have a baby at 45. Why can't I? You know, and getting into that mindset. Mm-hmm. Age is a big one for women, even, you know, in their early 30s. And it just, you're making things up. You're making realities that aren't true up. If you were 47 and presenting with early menopause or with menopause symptoms and were very healthy, we would be having a different conversation because that's biology. You're not there. And so make up better stories for yourself, right? Because your cells listen to you. Your whole body listens to you. Emotions are real. They're a physical thing. You feel them. When you're angry, you feel your anger. When you're sad, you feel the sadness. When you're joyful, you feel the joy. So the more you can do that, the easier it gets. But also you need to dive into what are those patterns behind those thoughts in the first place. You know, we're not going to mindset our way out of it. If there's some deep, you know, underlining stuck emotion or subconscious beliefs or anything like that, it's just incredibly harder to, let's just say, make the affirmations work. You know, when people are like, I've been saying this affirmation for a year. Yeah, well, do you truly believe it? Are you embodying it? Is there something stuck behind you that's hindering you from actually receiving that message? You know, but yeah, I'm really confident for you because you're already making massive shifts physically. And your major issue is physical, right? It's just very obvious. And I am truly sorry for you that you haven't had the right support until now with whoever you're working with. But it also, you know, comes down to you as well to surrender and slow down and not force this.
I totally agree. I think you're 100% right.
Yeah.
And I also want to say to you, like, I found you because you're the only one that, like, fertility specialist that I have seen that talks about lectins and oxalates and food sensitivities, which I have so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that has been at the, like, the center point for me as being the biggest problem. And I honestly, kudos to you, because nobody had ever mentioned oxalates. I had only heard about it through you. And then I went on, like, a discovery. And, like, it's wild. Like, you think more fertility specialists would talk about it. You think that the, you know, when you pay all this money to get IVF, that they would talk about this aspect. Nobody talks about it.
Mm-mm.
Sure, some people listening, or, you know, if this does get replayed, they'd be like, what are oxalates? I don't even know.
Right.
They're a huge factor in your fertility if you have food sensitivities like me.
Yeah. If you have severe gut health issues, yeah, that's just something that we develop. Oxalates, nightshades, you know, all these great healthy foods. And that was my mystery too. You know, I was eating nightshades because they're good, healthy food. And that was my missing piece. The moment I cut those things out, obviously I did, you know, other things, but that was the last thing I did. And that was what changed and actually helped my gut health to really be able to truly heal and get pregnant naturally. If I didn't do that, it wouldn't have happened. Yeah.
I still think I'm on that journey. Like, I still think that I'm trying to figure out the perfect diet for me, because of, you know, I purchased your book and I have read it and it is excellent. And even in there, it gives that list of, like, all of the things that you could be suffering from that you don't even recognize as a food allergy or intolerant to the food. And so I'm still dealing with some of that, even if I'm eating like perfectly clean, low oxalate, right? So mm-hmm. it's just a layer upon layer. And that's what I talk about when I say that, like, I just feel like I've just been given, like, it just sucks. Like, it's just, you know, all these autoimmune conditions, like, it just sucks. I'm trying to be positive in it, but I'm not there.
And you'll get there. I mean, it's just a journey, right? You can't expect to be like gain all this knowledge and be like, oh, I'm so happy I get to change my whole life. Like, it doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. You know, I'm in a different space because I've been doing it for over a decade. And now really I'm in a space where I'm like, okay, let's just assume your thoughts create your reality and your cells listen to you and we have this higher power above us. I don't want to not eat salsa the rest of my life. I don't want to have this intolerance. I don't feel like I want to carry that burden anymore. And whether it was a genetic issue or it was created because of my lifestyle and the way I was brought up or the traumatic events or whatever it is, surely there's a way out. And that's like where I'm going now of like, but it's a process. If the way I'm thinking now, if someone would have come to me 15 years ago and said, this is how you're going to think, I'd be like, you're fucking crazy. That no way. And so you just have to slowly, I feel like you get the information when you're ready to receive it because the information is so heavy, as you know. Right? It's like changing your diet that dramatically is a big ask for someone. And not many people show up and do it for themselves consistently to see the results that they want.
Well, in my case, like, because I had such bad bladder pain, like, I really haven't had a choice. Like, I've had to do it because, like, I was, you have to, like, it was very, very bad. Like, I was getting to the point where, you know, I said to my husband, like, I'm becoming like suicidal, like, because the pain is so bad. Mm-hmm. So I knew I had to improve that. But then thinking like, oh, I have to tighten up my diet to this restrictive point. Like, I can't even eat tomatoes. I love tomatoes.
I know. Like, girl, I know.
It's very painful. Like, yeah. I'm laughing, but I'm also crying on the inside because mm-hmm. like there are foods that like I love that like I can't even look at them. I can't even look at them in the grocery store. It's too painful.
Yeah.
I can't eat them.
I mean, I say like, so I went paleo for a year, and then when I had the failed IVF again but got better embryo qualities, found out that I had the high NK cells. Luckily, there was a woman who's the paleo mom was talking about nightshades. And I was like, oh, I'm going to cut those out. To even go from a pretty restrictive paleo diet to the autoimmune paleo diet was hard, right? You walk into a grocery store and you can literally touch like 15% of the food in that grocery store. And this was a time before the food companies caught on to this. This is over a decade ago. And I was living in the UK. So they're like, it was harsh, but I was tired of the bullshit. I was tired of the fertility journey that I was living and the hardship that I was going to walk through seemed easier than everything I had just been through. And that's what kept me going. And you have this innate drive to keep you going. And that was put in your heart for a reason. And maybe not just to have the third kid, but to wake up to the reality of how you were living and how your body was gonna start deteriorating even more rapidly.
Yes, right? I agree with that for sure.
And your two children are now living proof that it matters what we do as moms from the very beginning to the, you know, to the very end. It's, you know, I think the book that it starts with egg, she's got the perfect freaking title. I'm very jealous, but it does. It starts with the egg. It starts there. And if we had the knowledge, I think more women would choose to do the harder things that are ahead of them, changing all the diet and the lifestyle, than not. If they had that knowledge, they would not choose what they thought was just normal. I really truly believe that. But I also truly believe that it takes a special person to move through this journey. And I also truly believe the babies that are waiting for you to, you know, everyone, I'm speaking to everyone, including my children, they're waiting for you to get your shit together. They're waiting for you. They've chosen that path. They maybe see their brothers and say, okay, that was their path. That was the lesson that they were going to help you learn. I'm here to help you learn a different lesson, because that's what your kids are for. They're there to trigger you and wake you up. But you're doing great. You're doing great. You are on the right path with your health physically. And really, it's just keep tapping into that mindset, that subconscious mind, your default energy, how you wake up. And the best way to do that is look at your past. How did I get programmed to get here? And it's a slow journey. You know, all these people, it can be quick if you want it, but just be patient with yourself. You're talking 4 decades of living a certain way. And then all of a sudden you don't want to live that way. It just doesn't work. It's just the same as exercise. You know, if you wanted to bulk up and lift weights, well, the first day you go lift weights, you're not going to bulk up. It's going to take right. you months to get there. It's the same thing with mindset. It's about consistency and practice and patience. And just have in your heart, keep in your heart that it's already there. Your baby's already there. You just have to do the physical stuff to allow it to happen here on earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel overwhelmed. Thank you. Like in a good way. I feel like you're going to make me cry. You have words, and I feel like you're speaking directly to me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I feel it. I absolutely feel it. So, you have the 6 steps to boost your embryos. Tap into that. If it's not enough, I think Fertile Mind would be really good for you. I'll put in the show notes too. After I meet with someone on a discovery call, they get access to one-off consultations. It's not something I offer regularly. So if it is like, yeah, I would like to do a psych case session and do some mindset work and stuff, that's definitely on offer too. Okay.
Okay. I do have your Fertile Mind. I did purchase it. So I'm very excited to start reading.
Yeah.
I definitely need to explore that. I know that I need to. Like, I know.
Yeah.
I am trying. Believe me. This is trying.
That's all that matters. You're showing up for yourself, right? That's all that matters. And
think this is not so hot, you should have seen before.
I believe it. So. I mean, my heart really breaks when and your story is not uncommon. That's what breaks my heart. It's not uncommon, right? And I do believe there is, I don't know why, I haven't figured out, but we have to go through these things to actually be willing to receive and heal. Right? We have to get tired of the bullshit before we can move forward. Some of us go through more than others. And I don't know why. I don't know what the journey is between everyone, you know, differently between everyone, but you're at a place where you recognize old ways aren't working.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, my friend. It was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being open and honest. You know where I'm at. So just connect, dive into Fertile Mind. It's a great course, and just reach out with any questions.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the Finding Fertility podcast. If you're loving this podcast, please leave us a rating and review and let us know how this podcast is supporting you to get steps closer to creating your dream family. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you next Friday for another episode of the Finding Fertility podcast.